So step two of the manifestation habit is see it. Observe what comes up. You are going to want to take a look at what comes up. So this is where we observe all the stuff that comes up when we think about manifesting our desires. Now, you're going to want to have a notebook handy for this step, and I want you to do this for all of the desires that you came up with in step one. As with all the steps in this process, you are going to want to return to this work again and again as you continue to evolve and move towards new desires. So, I want you to think about your manifestation desire. Think about it becoming yours. I want you to really sink into it. Sink into thinking and believing and expecting it to be yours. Now I want you to write down every thought and feeling that comes up around it. Don't leave anything out, no matter how silly it may seem. I want you to write down all of those buts. Notice all of the thoughts, the fears, and the beliefs that come up around you manifesting what you want. When you think about those intentions that you've set or you're about to set, you know, what are all the things that come up and say, oh, well, that would be really nice to manifest, but... So here, just to kind of get your juices flowing, I mean, I'm sure you're probably not having any problem having these things come up in your head, but maybe you're not so accustomed to noticing them. So here are just some examples of some thoughts and fears and limiting beliefs that might come up for you when you think about manifesting your desires. So these are things like earning more money requires hard work and hustle, or money is the root of all evil, or what if I fail? That's always a big one. And things like good things like that don't happen to people like me, or I don't deserve that, or I'm not pretty enough or skinny enough or smart enough, etc., 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 to do that or have that. And there's not just fears that come up and limiting beliefs that come up around not being able to manifest what we desire. There are also going to be fears that come up around actually manifesting what you want. Fears of success. It's not always fear of failure. So some of these fears of success and fears around actually manifesting what you desire can also be holding you back. So some examples of that are, you know, if I make that much money, then I'll have to pay taxes and hire help and all this other stressful stuff that I don't know how to deal with and don't want to deal with. Or, you know, if I meet Mr. Right, what if I lose him? Or if I have that kind of success, it will draw too much attention to me. I don't like attention. Or if I have that much money or that much abundance, you know, people will expect things from me. They're going to want things from me. So I really want you to lay it all out. Everything that comes up in your mind, all that nonsense that starts going through your mind when you think about manifesting what you want. So here are some journal prompts to help you get started. You probably won't necessarily need them, but in case you do, you know, you can ask yourself things like, why do I think this isn't possible for me? How do I believe this has to happen? You know, things around, does it have to be hard? Or ask yourself, what is holding me back from making this happen? What do you think stands in your way? Or what are you worrying that people might think? Or how do you think other people might respond to what it is that you want to manifest? And, you know, what are you afraid of? What are all the things that you're afraid of that come up when you think about manifesting what you want? So the longer you work the manifestation habit, the easier having this awareness and being able to see these blocks and limiting beliefs that come up are going to be for you. So, you know, this is just going to take practice. So I also find it's really handy to have a small notebook in your purse, or, you know, my favorite tool is the Notes app on my iPhone. You know, if you're anything like me, you always have your phone with you. So you know, you're not necessarily sitting down and doing your manifestation habit practices when these things come up. You know, you could be going for a walk or driving or just going washing the dishes, and you're thinking about what you want to manifest, and all these thoughts start running through your head, all these fears. So you're going to want to get used to noticing those wonky thought patterns that come up when you, you know, when you're starting to experience doubts and fears around what you want, or when you're noticing or, you know, experiencing it not happening fast enough, and all those, you know, fears and doubts in your mind start coming up. You're going to want to write them down or dictate them into your phone. So, you know, this way, even if the timing's not convenient when your mind starts running through all these fears and limiting beliefs, you still have it written down so that, I mean, oftentimes these things come up in the middle of the night, you know, when you're lying awake at night. So, you know, have a notebook by your bed as well, so you can write this stuff down. And then, you know, in the light of day, when you're sitting down with your journal and you're doing your manifestation habit exercises, you have those fears and thoughts and things that, and doubts that came up in your mind documented, so you can refer back to them. And then you can take that time to work through them and go through step three, which we're going to cover next, to start shifting them. And here is the really beautiful thing about working the manifestation habit and making this a part of your life, is that it becomes automatic. It becomes habit. It becomes your new way of thinking and being. And you're going to be able to start, you know, talking yourself through these limiting beliefs and thoughts as they come up in your head. It's always, always, always really beneficial to do this with your journal, because there's something, you know, when thoughts are going through our head, they can feel so real and so, you know, concrete and inescapable. But when you actually get them down on paper and work through them, it makes it that much easier to actually really shift those beliefs that we do in step three. But when you've been doing this for a long time, it does become part of, you know, your process, your way of being, so that you don't necessarily always have to have this big journaling session to work through it. You can do it right in the moment because you've learned how to think and process things for yourself this way. It becomes a habit. It's the beauty of the manifestation habit. So you're going to get so good at this that you'll be able to do it anytime. And it is going to get even easier as time goes on. You know, to start off with, these fears and limiting beliefs are going to be, you know, maybe a little elusive, a little sneaky, a little stubborn. You may have trouble noticing them at first because they're so ingrained in how you think and believe the world is that you don't even, you know, notice them right away. It might take you a while to build that awareness, and then, you know, some practice to start shifting through them. But I promise you, it gets easier as time goes on. You know, and you might start off having these really intensive, deep, hour-long journaling sessions, you know, really working this process and creating massive shifts for yourself. And then down the road, you know, you'll be able to shift through some of these things in only minutes. So stick with it. There's such a huge benefit here. And I promise you, it gets easier. I'll see you in step three.